ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। संकरो नरकाय एव कुलज्ञानं कुलस्य च वदन्ति पितरो येष मुक्त सिन्दूरक क्रिया। संकरो नरकायैव कुलज्ञानां कुलस्य च पतन्ति पितरो येषां लुप्तपिण्डोदकक्रिया।
Sankara. Such unwanted children.
Narakaya.
For hellish life.
Eva.
Certainly.
Kulaknanam.
Of those who are killers of the family.
Kulasya.
Of the family.
Cha.
Also.
Patanti,
fall down.
Pitara,
forefathers.
Certainly.
Esham,
of them.
Lukta,
stopped.
Pinga,
offerings.
Uluko,
water.
Kriya,
performance.
Translation. When there is an increase of unwanted population, a hellish situation is created both for the family and for those who destroy the family traditions. In such corrupt families, there is no offering of oblations of food and water to the ancestors.
Sankaro narakayo. When there are unwanted children, then the family tradition, the family obligation, they're all forgot. At the present moment, nobody knows that after death there is life, and still such life is connected with the family, the forefathers, and the descendants. Nothing of this science is known at the present moment. More or less exactly like animals, that's all. As animal has no such feelings or connection, simply the number of days you live, we eat, sleep, have sex life, and die. That's all. These certain regulations of family connection is unknown at the present moment. And still, they are very much proud of advancement of knowledge. So unwanted children, as we have discussed in the previous, Pradushanti Kulas Kriya is the omen, Kulas Kriya, family. Family omen and prostitute are different. Still, in India, the uncontrolled omen, there is a class of prostitute. They are not family owners. But Kulasya, family owners, they have got so many obligations. There is a verse that Sargatha kama mokshaya. Dara samprapti hetava. Dara means wife. Wife can help one to be elevated to the heavenly planet. And dharmatma kama to become helpful in the matter of advancement in religious and spiritual knowledge. Dharma, artha, economic development, kama, satisfying the husband, for sense gratification, dharma, artha, kama, and moksha also for salvation. The wife is so important. If there is just wife, she can help the husband in these four principles of life. Dharma, artha, kama, moksha, dara samprapti hetava. If we can train up nice wife, or the society trains a girl to become nice wife, she becomes a great source of energy to the husband. Dharmartha kama mokshayo dara samprapti. And if they are polluted, they become source of the Shankara, Varna Shankara, the exact example of Varna Shankara with the hippies at the present moment. All over the world, not only in the Western countries, but in India also. So, the population, hippie population means Shankara population. So, increase of such population means narakaiva, narak, hellish, hellish condition of life in this life, also in the next life. At that time, to live, actually, we are practically seeing in recent years, especially in Calcutta, it has become a hellish life. The population, the younger generation, is so polluted, so contaminated, that you cannot safely walk in the street. Anywhere, the young boys, they can encircle you and rob you. You cannot say, the police cannot help, the government cannot help. So, these unwanted children, without being trained up in the varnashram system, they become the cause of hellish life in this life also after death. After death, according to Vedic regulation, pinda udaka, pinda, offering Vishnu prasadam and water, at least once in a year, it is required by the family members. And according to Vedic culture, there is 1 month fixed up in a year when all people will offer pinda and udaka to the four parts. Tarpan. Tarpan. Week or fortnight, for 1 fortnight. So, the idea is, if the forefather in that family has not achieved a proper life, sometimes due to sinful activities, too much attachment, a man becomes ghost. Ghost, there is ghost. Bhuta preta pisata. Not only this life, demonic life, but after death also, there are ghostly lives. they do not get this ghost body. They remain in the subtle body, mind, intelligence, and ego. Due to their gross, sinful life, they are punished by not getting a gross light. Because without getting a gross light, we cannot enjoy. With mind, I cannot enjoy Rasagulla. I must have the tongue, I must have the hand, fingers, I can pick up. Then, in the mind, I may think of eating or collecting Rasagulla, but actually I do not get the taste. So, gross body is required. Because every living entity in this material world, they have come to enjoy. Krishna bhuliya jeev bhogavancha kare pasete mahatare dhapotiyata. This is the beginning of our material life when we forget to render service to Krishna. Immediately we get a material body offered by the material nature. Pagite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasa ahankar vimulatma tattaham iti manda. So, this God's body is required for enjoyment. Spiritual body is also very subtle. And the astral body or subtle body is also very subtle. The God's body required. So, on account of one's severe, sinful life, he does not get this God's body. Therefore, the Lukta Pindada Kakriya, taking for granted that some of my forefathers have become ghostly life, I have not got the gross body by this pindodaka. Pinda means offering prasadam, of Vishnu prasadam. Still in India there is a place, Gaya. There is Vishnu temple and it is a custom. All Hindus, nowadays they do not go, they do not believe even. They have given up everything. Due to unwanted children, they don't care for it. What is family, what is kinder of simply it being the Marian India, that's all. But you see, 5,000 years, Arjuna was not a Brahmin, and neither a sannyasi, a grihastha, householder, and a in the royal order. He is on the battlefield. He is not a Vedantist. But just see how his knowledge is perfect. This is Vedic culture. One may not be a Brahmana. Brahmana is very advanced. Satya sama dhamma tridiksha. But even Kshatriyas, they are also so advanced. So advanced you can see that he is hearing Bhagavad Gita from Krishna in the battlefield. How much time you can spare in the battlefield? The talk took place between the two soldiers when he was just going to throw his arrow. Shastra Sampate just was going to. He became very compassionate. Krishna, I have to kill my own kinsman. And he is describing. He is describing what kind of sinful activities I am going to do. So, just try to understand how much people were advanced. These Bhagavad Gita talks took place between Krishna and Arjuna in the battlefield, just on the verge of beginning the battle. So how much time he could spare? At most, half an hour? Not more than that. So within half an hour, this Bhagavad Gita was taught to Krishna, and he could understand it, and then agreed to fight. Yes. Nasto maha sutim labdha, tariske vachananto. How much advanced you are in education and learning, just imagine. At the present moment, they are reading Bhagavad Gita, years after years, big scholars, big theology, yeah, but they cannot understand. After reading Bhagavad Gita, they are accusing Krishna as immoral. One professor in Oxford University, he is a student or professor of Bhagavad Gita, has written book. Now his conclusion is that Krishna is immoral. That means he could not understand Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita cannot be understood by any Dima, a third class man, that is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna said to Arjuna that I am speaking to you the same Bhagavad Gita, science of God, which I spoke millions of years ago to the Sun God, because the parampara is lost, and I have picked up you because bhaktosi me priyosi. You are very dear friend and bhakta. So, Bhagavad Gita is not meant for the demons or the avakas. The first condition is that he must be devotee of Krishna. Then it will be revealed. Otherwise it is not possible. Raham prakasa sarvastu yugumaya samadhita. Namana viskidana mura prapadvante naradhava. These things are there. So, if one is devotee of Krishna, he can understand Bhagavad Gita very easily, just like Arjuna understood Ujjivabana. Others, they cannot understand. In one sense, the people at that time were so educated, advanced, that they could talk about the absolute truth and understand within half an hour, 1 hour. There was no need of books in those days. People were so short memory. Once heard from the spiritual master, they will never forget. With the advancement of knowledge, so many things will reduce. One of them is the memory will be reduced. People will be weaker. There will be no more mercy. The brain will not be so powerful or sharp. These things are described. So we cannot even imagine what kind of brain Arjuna possessed. Another thing, this Bhagavad Gita is part of Mahabharata. And the Mahabharata was written for Sri Shudra Vijabandhuna, Traina Suti Gochara, Sri Ome, Sri Shudra, and Vijabandhu. Vijabandhu means a person born in high family, Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya. At least Brahman, Kshatri. But he is not qualified Brahman or Kshatriya. He is called Vijabandhu, the friend of the twice born. The Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, they are twice born. One birth is father and mother, another birth is by the spiritual master, by Vedic knowledge. The Vedic knowledge is mother and the spiritual master is the father. So the second birth. Therefore they are called Vija, twice born. So, Vijabandhuna, those who are not actually twice born, but born in the family of Vija. Therefore they are called Vijabandhu. Not Vija. Friends of the Vija. Vijabandhu. One may become a friend of the Vija. One may become a son of a high court judge. But that does not mean he is high court judge. But now they are taking, because my father is Brahma, therefore I am Brahma. No, that was not accepted. Your father may be Brahmana, but if you are not qualified a Brahmana, you cannot be called a Brahmana. You can be called Vijabandhu. So this Mahabharata was written, Sri Shudra Vijabandhanam, Traina Suti Gosad. Woman and Vijabandhu and the Shudras it is very difficult for them to understand the Vedic literature directly, because they have no advanced knowledge or education. Therefore, the same thing, the Vedic knowledge was described in the Mahabharata, because it is history. Everyone is interested to read history. So through history, the Vedic knowledge was imparted. Therefore, Mahabharata is called the fifth Veda. There are four Vedas, Sam, Yajur, Rig, Atharva, and Mahabharata is fifth Veda. That meant for these three Shuddha Yajumana. So, Bhagavad Gita is within the Mahabharata. So actually, it was meant for the less intelligent class of man. But at the present moment, the highest intelligent class of man cannot understand. Just see the difference. Formerly, 5,000 years, this was meant for the less intelligent class of man. And we have deteriorated so much that the so-called highest intelligent class of man cannot understand the Bhagavad Gita. And he is posted as a professor in the Oxford University. So this class of man are leaving the society. The third class, fourth class man, they are leaders. Andhadathandhairupaniyaman. So now we are talking with so many big persons, guests, coming daily. But actually, we can see how much the third class, fourth class man practically blind, they are leaving the society. That we can understand. Therefore, the social order is, just like Arjuna is describing here, Sankaro Narakaya Kulabdhanam Kulastha. Who knows this? Who knows this science? The Sankara Narakaya. He produced unwanted children, irresponsible children. Then the whole world will be in hellish condition. He's caring for them. The world is in hellish condition. We can perceive, but they are trying in a different way. They want to remain demons, at the same time, they want to become leaders. So, at the present moment, comparing the social status 5,000 years ago, according to Darwin's theory, 5,000 years ago, men were uncivilized. Uncivilized. Now, this literature is written by uncivilized men. You see? So highly intellectual writing, they were uncivilized. Now they have become civilized. That is Darwin's theory. We are not making progress. Arjun said, that patanti hitarar he is lupta pindudaka. Pindudaka. In Calcutta, there was a big scientist. His name was Sir Kishida. He was speaking in a, he was atheist, number one. He was speaking that this is pindudaka. By offering pinda, prasadam, and water, if it goes to my forefather. So, just give me to eat downstairs, whether I can eat upstairs. This reason. But he does not know that how much there are different types of eating. They do not know there is eating in the subtle body also. The ghost also they eat, but the method is different. So, even a big scientist speak like that, then how the ordinary people, jajjad atariti sheshta lokastra januvatshase, it is so-called advanced in education, they speak so irresponsibly, naturally others will follow. Therefore, at the present moment, the whole generation is covered with ignorance and darkness. No clear knowledge. And without clear knowledge, whatever we do, just like in darkness, whatever we have, that is simply embezzlement, that's all. It is not very correctly understood. Therefore, we have no correct knowledge, no correct activity. And the result is Narakāyīva. So, can we read next verse?
Dosha,
dosha,
itai,
itai,
sulaknana,
sulaknana,
varna,
varna,
sankara,
sankara,
karakai,
karakai,
uttadyante,
uttadyante,
jati,
jati,
dharma,
dharma,
kuladharma,
kuladharma,
cha,
cha,
shashvata,
shashvata.
Dosari taikulagnanam,
Dosari taikulagnanam,
Varna sankura karakai,
Varna sankura karakai,
Utsadyanti jati dharma,
Utsadyanti jati dharma,
Kula dharma shashvata,
Kula dharma shashvata.
By such folk, itai,
all these.
Kulagnanam,
Kulagnanam,
of the destroyer of a family.
Varna Sankara,
unwanted children.
Karakai,
by the doers.
Vitsadyante,
causes devastation.
Jati Dharma,
community project.
Kula dharma,
family tradition.
Cha,
also.
Cha shvata,
eternal. Translation: due to the evil deeds of the destroyers of family tradition, all kinds of community projects and family welfare activities are devastated.
So, jati dharma, jati, nowadays, it has been taken as national. But here, jati dharma means just like one is born in Brahmana jati, Kshatriya jati, Vaishya jati, Shudra jati. So each jati, they have got different types of responsibilities. So when the unwanted children, irresponsible children, do not follow anymore the tradition, the family tradition or jati dharma, so they create a class of population in the Varna Sankara. So everything becomes topsy-turvy, hellish condition. And actually it has so happened, now there is no more jati dharma. Everyone is engaged somehow or other to fill up the belly. Formerly there was stricture. The Brahmana, the Kshatriyas, and the Vaishyas, these three higher castes, there are certain restrictions. The Brahman would not do this. Or the Brahman must do this. That is called jati dharma. The Brahman cannot accept service from anywhere. I have discussed many times. The Kshatriya also cannot. And Vaishya also cannot. Only the Shudras can become servant of others. Parichadyatmakam kajyam Shudra karma sabhav. So at the present moment, nobody can observe the strict rules and rules that I am born in a Brahmin family, I cannot accept anyone's service. Then you will have to start starve, because he has no Brahminical capacity by education, by culture. He is a Shudra, although falsely he is claiming that he is a Brahmana or a Kshatriya. So if his jati dharma, family, tradition, family rituals, everything is lost due to these unwanted children. unwanted sea land, mess, everything topsy-turvy. So, Arjuna is visualizing all the future calamities. But there is one remedy. It is a fact that jati dharma we have lost. No more we can be called strictly following the jati dharma. No more can present himself strictly as a brahman and kshatriya. Everything is lost now by the influence of Kali Yuga and Varna Sankara. So, there is only one remedy. Only one remedy. That is, as stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto. Devarshi bhutapa ninanga pitrinam nakinkara nayam rinicharajam sarvatmanaja saranam saranyam gato mukundam parihittupakkum. We must admit that we have created hellish condition of society by producing unwanted children and disobeying the jati dharma or kula dharma. That one has to admit, everyone. So, what is the remedy? Only remedy is to surrender to Krishna. Krishna says, Krishna is temperate. That even you can give up your jati dharma, but simply surrender unto me. I shall give you protection. There is another verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Tattva sadharmam charanambujam hare. Sadharma. Sadharma means jati dharma. So I'm born in a Brahman or Kshatriya. So I have got sadharma. A Kshatriya or Brahman has got his own regulative principles. So Bhagavad says that if one has given up his jati dharma, because Krishna is asking, sarva dharman puritpati. Sarva dharman means this sadharma, jati dharma, or so many other dharmas man created for the nice keep up of the society, just like we create, even in the modern world, so many rules and regulations. Take for example, that one must keep to the left. Just to keep order in the society, there are so many things. So jati dharma, kula dharma is also like that. Spiritually, it has no value. It can help one to be elevated on the spiritual platform. But spiritual advancement does not depend on the jati dharma or kula dharma. It does not depend. Even without following the rules and regulations of jati dharma and kula dharma, one can become advanced in spiritual life. Ahituki apratihata. If one is serious to become Krishna conscious, that all these material impediments cannot take him. Anyone can become. Avaishnava guru na sasya. Sad vaishnava sapatu guru. Mantra tantra visharata. One is very expert in jati karma. But if he is not a vaishnava, if he is not a devotee of Lord Vishnu. Vaishnava means Vishnu astra devata. One who has accepted there are many demigods, devata. So, sometimes they are advised that if you want this result, then you worship this demigod. Just like it is said that if you want a beautiful wife, so you worship Uma. Uma, the wife of Lord Shiva, she is very beautiful. So similarly, if you want learning, then you worship such and such demigod. If you want money, then you worship such and such demigod. These are their, order in the Vedic literature. But if you want to get relief from this material condition of life, then you have to take the shelter of Vishnu, Vaishnava. Or the Shastra says, even if you have got other desire to fulfill, still you become Vaishnava. That is the last instruction. You don't require to worship other demigods. In the Bhagavad Gita also it is said, kāmaśyasya hitajñāna jajanti anna devata. If one is builder on account of lusty desire, they go to different demigods for begging some benefit. So they are hitajñāna. Hitajñāna means loss of intellect. If Krishna is the supreme, so suppose if you want some material happiness, can he not give you? He can give you. So why should you bother about other demigods? Therefore, it is said, kāmaśyasya hitajñāna. If Krishna is the supreme lord, so if I have got some desire, material desire, actual bhakti means minus all material. Annavilāsita sunna. One must be free from all material desire. But even if you have got some material desire, still, you can take shelter of Krishna. You don't require to take shelter of other demigods. So that is the last instruction in the Vedic literature. Akama sarva kama va moksha kama udara dhi dhi brina bhakti yogina jagita paramam purusha. Akama means devotee. Devotees have no desire. They have got desire just to become devotee of Krishna. That is natural desire. If the son desires that I shall be obedient son of my father, that is natural desire. Or the son desires that I shall depend on my father and I shall be happy. That kind of desire is natural desire. Similarly, if one desires that I shall become a devotee of Lord Krishna, that is natural desire. But when I desire to lord it over the material nature and forget my service to Krishna, that is called bhakti. That is material desire, abhilash. So we have to give up this material desire. Then it is bhakti. Anna abhilashita sunnam, jnana karma adanabhitam, anukullina Krishna. So, even if we have violated the jati dharma and kula dharma, that is the fact we have done so. There is no denying this fact. Every one of us we have done. Then what is the next duty or remedy? Because we have violated everything. So that for that purpose, the Bhagavad gives you direction. Here is verse. Devasi bhutanam ninam pitrinam. The pitri pinda loko kriya. So we are obliged to offer pinda and water to the pitri. But here is an outlet. Devasi, we are indebted to the devatas. Rishi, we are indebted to the great sages. Devasi, deva, rishi, bhutana, we are indebted to so many other living entities. Bhutana and ninam, we are also indebted to the human society. Ninam, pitrina, we are indebted to the pitris, forefathers, pitrina. So, nothing tara, nayam rini charaja. One becomes free from the servitude of all these personalities, devasi, bhuta, suniram, pitrinam. How he can become? Sarvatmanaja saranam saranam. one who has fully surrendered unto the lotus feet of the Lord. Sarannam. Sarannam means here is the real place where one can surrender fully. Otherwise, if I surrender to cats and dogs, what he is helping? Therefore, they are not sarannam. But by mistake, if they take shelter of such cats and dogs, what benefit will get? Therefore, sarannam, the worthwhile surrender, is to the lotus feet of Mukunda. Therefore, it is said, sarvātmanāja saranam sarannam gatu mukundam parihuttu gattam. There were so many duties, but in this age, we have lost everything. Therefore, our only duty is to surrender unto the lotus feet of Mukunda, Krishna. That will save us. Krishna says, it is not story, Krishna says, ahankaram sarva papi bhama Krishna. I know that you have violated your family tradition, your caste regulations, everything you have done, for which you are to be punished, sinful activities. But I give you an assurance. If you surrender unto me, then amkva sarvapapi bhava khusha. I shall give you deliverance from the all the action of sinful activities. Therefore, at the present moment, because you have lost all culture, you have done so many sinful activities, if you want to be saved, it is the only remedy is to surrender to the lotus feet of Krishna and thus become saved. Thank you very much.